You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If that Buc-ee's goes up around here, it would be just north of the Racine-Milwaukee County line. In the race to get Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's, it's between Oak Creek and up north in DeForest. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
DeForest just got the latest leg up. The company wanted to break ground in DeForest last year, but the roads around it need improvements, and the company is willing to pay for half of those improvements, but the village of DeForest cannot absorb the other half. So amid all this, the beloved Southern gas station chain started the process to build one in Oak Creek, but neighbors have now filed lawsuits against the plans there. The state budget, passed last month, includes money to help pay for the road improvements for the one in DeForest. Not all of it, though. The village would still be on the hook for a couple million dollars to make it happen. The DeForest Village Administrator told the Journal Sentinel while they appreciate the $4 million from lawmakers in the budget, they need more and are hoping to get more in separate legislation. So with lawsuits in Milwaukee County and more money needed in Dane County, things are mostly at a standstill.
It's less than 3 weeks until school starts, and there's big changes across Racine Unified. One of the projects finishing up is work at Mitchell School. If you live nearby and want to see what's been going on inside, there's a ribbon-cutting event before school starts. RUSD will hold a ribbon-cutting at the K-8 school August 28th. There's a brand-new gym, a dedicated chemistry lab, and a culinary arts classroom, and a new bus drop-off area. Classes start in Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools starting September 2nd. The Kenosha County Fair got going last night with dirt track racing. Still to come, tractor pulls and demo derbies. The 105th Fair in Wilmot has everything a fair should have, like pigs racing, ducks racing, and goats racing. City kids have a play zone that has them trying out farm chores like milking cows. New this year is a permanent pavilion replacing the Creekside stage tents. You can get a rundown of the fair's offerings at KenoshaCOFair.com. Now with more news, here's Shally Pittman.
A 12-year-old boy has died after drowning in Lake Michigan yesterday. He was with friends near the Pershing Park boat launch and jumped into the water from a ledge. He couldn't reach shallow water, and his friends tried to help but couldn't reach him. A water rescue involved dive teams from Racine Fire and Racine County. Authorities have offered their condolences to his loved ones. Southeast Wisconsin is cleaning up and closer to relief. The governor has asked for federal disaster aid and an assessment from FEMA. It doesn't guarantee the help, but it's one step closer. A 12-game winning streak for the Brewers means free George Webb burgers are coming. They're expected to announce where, when, and how this afternoon. This has only happened twice before, once in 1987 and once in 2018. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. Kids, another sign that school is fast approaching. The pool season in Kenosha is wrapping up this Sunday. The city says the Washington and Anderson Park pools brought more than 15,000 visitors this summer. And the Racine Water Utility continues to respond to reports of musty or earthy tastes in the tap water. Even though it might taste a little off, officials say the water is still safe to drink, cook with, and bathe in. The cause? Warmer weather in Lake Michigan this summer that led to early algal blooms. Those blooms can release natural compounds that affect taste and smell, but aren't harmful to your health. The utility is flushing hydrants. They're also adding new equipment and new filters, too. If your tap water is a little off, let it run for a bit. Or throw it in the fridge.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with Shally Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers in Indiana Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. With the Packers in Indianapolis for a joint training camp session against the Colts, the Packers arrived here last night. I asked rookie receiver Matthew Golden, with Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks out with injuries, what does he expect to see in his first NFL joint practice?
Just another great test for me before regular season starts. You know, just going out there, just trying different things to where I would do in a game. So, you know, just treating it as a game, just going out there, playing fast, lining up, and doing all of that.
Baseball. The Brewers celebrating after beating the Pirates 12-5 to win their 12th game in a row. Starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
I was telling my wife last night that I was more nervous about. I wanted to win the burgers for everybody, you know, in the stands, and include myself. It's a cool thing. Like, you could tell the energy around today is like on a day game was a little bit more than usual. Seriously, I wanted to win those burgers bad for sure.
That's the Brewers Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There are a couple potentially really cool films opening this weekend if you're thinking about heading to the theater. Spike Lee and Denzel Washington are teaming up for the fifth time to bring us the crime thriller Highest to Lowest, a remake of a Japanese film where Washington plays a music producer who finds himself caught in a ransom plot. The film is reviewing ridiculously fresh on Rotten Tomatoes at 92%. In 2021, a film called Nobody came out starring mostly comedic actor Bob Odenkirk. The film was a surprise hit due to an interesting story and a different type of role for Odenkirk, who played an unassuming tough guy. The film rated well with critics and audiences. Nobody was so well received that the follow-up, Nobody 2, also starring Odenkirk, is being released wide and hits the big screen this weekend. It is reviewing about the same as the original, with an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Sounds like it's pretty annoying to be a celebrity. Take Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance. Dude was just partying in Ibiza, Spain, and before he knew it, he was part of a routine search by Spanish police. DiCaprio and his girlfriend, Vittoria Schiretti, were attending a party of a Spanish celebrity I've never heard of, and before he knew it, he and some of his fellow partiers were being patted down by police who didn't recognize him. The nerve. DiCaprio was very matter-of-fact about it and just scrolled on his phone during said pat-down. DiCaprio has been dating Schiretti, a 27-year-old Italian model, for a couple of years, and for the record, Vittoria does not like being labeled as a girlfriend. The model, girlfriend, says whenever you date a celebrity with a bigger following, it can be difficult taking a back seat. Huh, maybe she should date a barista, or a longshoreman, or a chimney sweep. Like many famous actors who retire, Daniel Day-Lewis is coming back. The Irish actor announced that he was hanging it up 8 years ago, but a film directed by his son Ronan was enough to bring the three-time Oscar winner back to the big screen. New York City Film Festival goers will have the honor of seeing Lewis in the film Anemone this coming September. Lewis is considered, arguably, the best actor of his generation. Wouldn't it be hilarious, though, if after 8 years off he was terrible? Highly unlikely. Charlie Sheen fans, buckle up. There is a two-part documentary that will drop on Netflix that is being called a tell-all. If there is stuff beyond what we already know, thanks to the tabloids, this could be horrifying. The Nepo Baby actor discusses growing up in Malibu, what he calls his effortless rise to stardom, and his public and painful fall from grace. Sheen has been clean now for 7 years, so let's hope for entertainment purposes, the documentary focuses on his pre-sober years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 65 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a little bit warmer with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.